USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Georgia grand jury that came back with indictments against former President Trump and others also recommended charges be filed against Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Graham says what grand jury members saw was him doing his job.
We can't criminalize senators doing their job when they have a constitutional requirement to fulfill.
A grand jury report unsealed Friday also showed there were recommendations for charges to be brought against GOP Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler of Georgia as well. Fulton County DA Fani Willis did not ultimately charge any of them. Hurricane Lee remained a powerful Category 4 storm late Friday. Out in the Atlantic was on track to pass north of the Caribbean islands, the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos. At the same time, forecasters are warning all of those areas of life-threatening heavy surf through the weekend. The National Hurricane Center says it's still too soon to know how Lee will impact the mainland U.S., if at all, but that the southeastern U.S. coast could begin to see rough surf early next week. Former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will seek another term in Congress at age 83. She says it's an urgent need for constituents in her home district.
Needs that our city has right now really call for me to stay another term.
Speaking on MSNBC Friday, Pelosi said she's also been convinced that she's still needed in Washington to push the Democrats over the top in 2024. The new polling finds a strong majority of Americans believe President Joe Biden was probably involved in some level of corruption while he was vice president under Obama. It's the main takeaway from a CNN SSRS poll this week, which showed 61% of Americans think Biden was involved in his son Hunter's business dealing several years ago. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. President Joe Biden and the President of India are stressing that a closer relationship will continue between the two countries as an effort of counterbalancing the influence of China and Russia across the globe. On the sidelines of the G20 Friday, Biden met for the second time in just months with Indian President Narendra Modi. The two men met at the White House earlier this year. Both leaders also noted ongoing cooperation in the Quad Alliance, or the so-called NATO of the Indo-Pacific, that includes the U.S., India, Australia, and Japan. It's a solemn day across the pond in the U.K.
96 gun salutes echoed across the U.K., one for each of the years that the late Queen Elizabeth lived. Today marking 1 year since her passing, Balmoral Castle, a place she often called her favorite, held a memorial for Elizabeth.
A life lived in the service of others is a rare jewel. It is a jewel that Her Late Majesty the Queen wore as a crown.
People from all over are visiting the castle today to remember their late queen and feel closer to her. I'm Corey Myers.
Police say they arrested two protesters at the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York this week. That was the sound at a match before NYPD officers were called in. The group of four was protesting the use of fossil fuels for energy. Environmental activists have held a number of disruptive protests at professional tennis events in recent weeks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.